The following is a presentation of KJAN Sports.
Time now for high school basketball on AM 1220 and FM 101.1 KJAN. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by members of the KJAN All Sports Booster Association. Now, here are Jim Field and Chris Parks.
And welcome everyone here to high school basketball on KJAN. As tonight we bring you hoops here in Denison as Atlantic travels on the road for their second girls basketball game of the season and picked up a victory last night that we had for you on our web at KJN TV with a web-only broadcast to be at Iowa men's basketball for you. But the Atlantic Trojans picked up a victory there as they defeated Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln in that opening contest 49-34 last night. And Coach Kelly Jewell's new tenure as head coach is off to an undefeated start here so far, and he's glad to get that first win under his belt. And the squad played pretty well last night. Aaron Olson came out and put 30 points up on the board to lead the charge for Atlantic. She had a very good shooting night, and they did a pretty good job of getting some penetration up the middle to kick it out to get her some open looks, and they're hoping they can do some more of that here tonight against Denison, a squad that is opening up their season here tonight.
Yeah, these two teams split their regular season games last year. Atlantic falling in a tough one early in the season, a 1-point. Two pretty solid games with some pretty good numbers both offensively and on the rebounding side of things. But, of course, just like last night, she won't play tonight. She's still working through those issues with a knee injury that she suffered during the volleyball season, and she's still working the crutches there. And they hope to have her back maybe in a few weeks. They're going to see. They're going to wait till after the Thanksgiving holiday and then just kind of see how things go, if she can start doing some simple things and work her way back into shape again. But, you know, she was a big part of that offense last time around. But, you know, if Atlantic plays the way they did last night, I'm not going to say they're not going to miss Catherine, because you're always going to miss a quality player like that. But I tell you what, they really picked up the slack last night. Aaron Olson, as you mentioned, a lot of points last night, 30 points. She had the majority of the offensive output there. But, you know, you don't do it by yourself. There were a lot of good offensive efforts out there. People got to the free throw line. They made their free throws. They were 19 of 24 last night from the line. They just did so many things right, what Coach Jewell wanted them to do, penetrating, moving the basketball, not just standing and moving side to side, but trying to get forward, move toward the basket. It creates so many more opportunities. And although there were some mistakes last night, as there always are going to be in early season games, too many turnovers, things like that, he was really happy after the game with the effort that his girls put forth last night. I think he really saw what he was hoping they would work toward, and they'll just get better at that as the season goes along.
And a good outing for them to pick up that victory. And you mentioned those two games from last season. It was Denison winning that first game 38-37. The second game was Atlantic 52-40, avenging that early season loss. And they mentioned Catherine Leonard was a big part of that, 15 points and 13 rebounds in the first game. And she had 10 points and 9 rebounds in that second matchup there against the Monarchs. But they also, Aaron Olson, contributed big time in the scoring category in those games last year as well. She had 17 points in the first game, 18 points in the second game. Also, Tiffany Williams chipped in 13 points there in that second contest, all along with Megan Riley, who had 7 points and 10 rebounds to help the charge in that win later on in the year. That was on January the 10th, so towards the tail end of the season. And it's Atlantic trying to fit all the pieces here together once again. Of course, they have a lot of those players back from last season. Really didn't lose a whole lot from last year's squad. And they're trying to, of course, work a new philosophy in there. And as you mentioned, Coach Jewell pretty happy with that first night out effort. And they'll like to get up and down the floor, try to create some havoc if they can keep the pressure up defensively as well. And they were able to do that some last night against Abraham Lincoln to pick up that nice victory. And, of course, we talked about last night, it's nice to play a team like that early on in the year where you're playing up in class. You never know exactly what the competition is going to be, just because, you know, everybody's got to put 5 players out there on the floor. So you can match up well, or you couldn't, but they did came out and played well last night, and that's got to be a good confidence boost heading into a game like this.
Well, and I'd like to think Atlantic has a bit of an edge, too, the fact that they played last night. And then not only did they play, but they picked up the wins, and they gained some confidence, too. But, you know, they're playing a Denison team that's opening their season here tonight. This is their first game, and, you know, you never know what for sure you're going to get from a team like that when you open up the season like this. And plus the fact that they lost their leading rebounder and scorer from last year in Valerie Johnson, who graduated, and she had a couple of nice games against Atlantic last year.
They do have a couple of players back that helped out in the offensive category from last season. Amber Ravik was their second leading scorer, averaging 8 points per contest last year, as she shot 36% from the floor and just 14% from beyond the arc. Also in the lineup here tonight starting the game, Sadie Peterson. She was their third leading scorer. She averaged 6 points per game last year, shooting 29% from the field, and she was their best outside threat as well, shooting 27% from a three-point range last year, shooting the majority of their attempts from the outside last season. Also, Samantha Pick is back. She averaged 4 points per contest for Denison last season as well. So they do have some players out there that are coming back with some experience, but, yeah, always tough when you lose that top scoring leader like they did in Valerie Johnson, and we'll see how they try to mesh things together here as they open up their season. Just about 3.5 minutes away here from getting things tipped off here tonight. We'll go ahead and take a quick break and come back and give you the starting lineups. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Daryl's Place in Hamlin, home of Southwest Iowa's best tenderloins, also offering full menu dining, noon specials, fast friendly service, and great tasting food. That's Daryl's Place in Hamlin. iAssociates, providing eye care for the whole family, offering the services of Dr. Jeff Gergen and Dr. Robert Weiland in two convenient locations, upper level of Cass County Memorial Hospital Clinic, addition in Atlantic, and 415 Tracy Street in Audubon. Call or stop by today. Fisher Photography, 302 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic. See Sue Fisher, certified master photographer today, for all your photo needs. That's Fisher Photography in downtown Atlantic.
Welcome back here to high school basketball coverage on KJAN. Atlantic on the road at Denison here in girls basketball play. The second game of the season here for Atlantic, as they got the season opened up last night with a win against Abraham Lincoln over in Council Bluffs, 49-34. We talked a little bit about how these teams matched up last season. Now we'll take a look here at the starting lineups here for these two teams as we get ready for the contest tonight. For Atlantic and head coach Kelly Jewell, this is the five they'll send out there. Number 23, Aaron Olson, the 5'5 junior. Number 24, Sky Thompson, the 5'9 junior. Number 40, Tiffany Williams, the 5'11 junior. Number 50, Macy Schmidt, the 5'7 senior. Number 52, Megan Riley, the 5'10 junior. And that's the starting lineup here tonight for Atlantic. And we talked about they've got, of course, a lot of experience coming back. And you do miss Catherine Leonard out there on the floor, but things off to a good start last night in that victory. And we'll see if they can come out with some fire and a little spark in their step here to start tonight with that confidence boost. For the Denison Monarchs, here's how they'll line up their starting five. Number 2, Sadie Peterson, the 5'6 senior. Number 10, Mariah Kroenke, the 5'5 junior. Also number 20, Amber Robick, the 5'6 junior. And number 22, Samantha Pick, the 5'6 senior. And number 50, Jacqueline Ingram, the 5'11 sophomore. That's your starting lineup here tonight for the Denison Monarchs and Coach Adam Mitch here tonight as they get ready for the game here this evening.
I think one of the real keys for Atlantic tonight will be getting some good offense, not just offensive, but defensive, good efforts overall by some of the bigs down low. Megan Riley, Stephanie Sandboat, they played pretty well last night too. But some of those kind of players are going to have to play well. Denison comes with a little bit of size. They've got some gals with some size, not just height, but some wide bodies down there low. And they're going to need to battle inside. You can't just let them eat up that paint. So if they can get some good production down in low, at least box out well and not give second, third efforts, then I think Atlantic will have a chance to open up some things offensively here tonight.
We'll see if they're able to come out right away and do that. And maybe one of the big battles is down inside. They're able to. I think that's one thing that Coach Jewell talked about maybe wanting to improve here as the season went along and starting to get some more production inside. Didn't get a lot of that last night. They did in some key moments, but I need to be more consistent, be able to get the ball inside and be able to crash those boards a little bit better as well. Both teams are done warming up. They're about to be introduced here to the crowd tonight. We want to thank you for joining us here for high school basketball here on AM 1220, FM 101.1. We're on the web for you as well at KJN.com. You can listen on the mobile app by downloading the free KJN app either in the iTunes or the Google Play Store for your Android or iPhone. And then you can also watch the game as well. If you can't make it out to the ball game, everywhere we go, we bring the camera along with us, and you can check it out on our TV page at KJN.com. Once you get there, you'll just click play on the video box there that you see on the screen, and that'll get going right there for you. We've had a lot of success with that, and if you like what you are able to see there and like watching that, please give us some feedback. I'd love to hear from you about our work there at KJN TV. I know some folks here in the crowd tonight mentioned that they are able to watch the game last night because they couldn't make it over to Council Bluffs. So hope that that's a nice service that you can take advantage of as well.
Yeah, just don't tell us how bad a job we're doing at running the camera.
Yeah. There's going to be some moments, you know. Give us a break.
There's a reason we don't work for the ESPN.
Yeah, we didn't go to the technical video broadcast school, so we'll try to do our best with keeping up with the action. Sometimes it can get a little frantic, but it's usually pretty easy to follow along and pretty wide angle to be able to see what's happening there online. And also, if you're out and about, too, and you've got a nice data connection or a mobile connection, you can pull it up on your phone, too. If you just browse over to KJN.com, go to the TV page, the video works great there as well. We've had a lot of folks be able to do that also. Both teams being introduced now here to the crowd as we get the starting lineups taken care of. And we'll get ready to tip things off here for you in just a moment. We'll go ahead and take a break. Be right back with the tip-off to listen to high school basketball here on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Home Realty, for all of your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, and farm acreage markets. Call 243-1300 and talk to one of the friendly, helpful sales associates at Atlantic Home Realty, or stop by their office at 610 Laurel in Atlantic. Outfitters Plus Retail Store, specializing in promoting your group's logo, emblem, school, or business name with direct embroidery of silkscreen on garments. Small to large orders accepted. That's Outfitters Plus Retail Store in Atlantic. Garacki and Carrick, with locations in Atlantic, Red Oak, and Shenandoah, offers tax preparation for all types of entities, including individuals, corporation store in Atlantic. Garacki and Carrick, with locations in Atlantic, Red Oak, and Shenandoah, offers tax prep store in Atlantic. Garacki and Carrick, with locations in Atlantic, Red Oak, and Shenandoah, offers tax preparation for all types of entities, including individuals, corporations, and partnerships. They also offer write-up and payroll services for your company. Give Garacki and Carrick a call at 243-7770. Store in Atlantic. Garacki and Carrick, with locations in Atlantic, Red Oak, and Shenandoah, offers tax prep store in Atlantic. Garacki and Carrick, with locations in Atlantic, Red Oak, and Shenandoah, offers tax preparation for all types of entities, including individuals, corporation store in Atlantic. Garacki and Carrick, with locations in Atlantic, Red Oak, and Shenandoah, offers tax prep store in Atlantic. Garacki and Carrick, with locations in Atlantic, Red Oak, and Shenandoah, offers tax prep store in Atlantic. Garacki and Carrick, with locations in Atlantic, Red Oak, and Shenandoah, offers tax prep store in Atlantic. Garacki and Carrick, with locations in Atlantic, Red Oak, and Shenandoah, offers tax prep store in Atlantic. Garacki and Carrick, with locations in Atlantic, Red Oak, and Shenandoah, offers tax preparation for all types of entities, including individuals, corporations, and partnerships. They also offer write-up and payroll services for your company. Give Garacki and Carrick a call at 243-7770. Store in Atlantic. Garacki & Carrick, with locations in Atlantic, Red Oak, and Shenandoah, offers tax preparation for all types of entities, including individuals, corporations, and partnerships. They also offer write-up and payroll services for your company. Give Garacki & Carrick a call at 243-7770.
Now listen in here for our national anthem. National anthem taken care of here tonight by the Denison Monarch Pep Band. Pretty big Pep Band on hand here tonight for this contest. Good crowd filling in here tonight as well here at Denison High School. Definitely know where you're at. They got the Monarchs pasted all over the gymnasium, the purple and the yellow coloring. Nice logos, got a nice floor here as well.
And yet I don't see a picture of a butterfly anywhere.
Yeah, that's true. Tipped off here tonight, Atlantic will start here on the right side of the floor. Tiffany Williams up into the center circle, and she's going to tap it up against Jacqueline Ingram. It's going to be tapped into the backcourt, saved by Denison before it went out of bounds. And they will start with possession. They're working from left to right here as we start the contest. We're on the opposite side of the scorer's table here on the visitor's bench side. Pass down underneath and a nice cut down to the basket. And Jacqueline Ingram gets that one to roll home. So the sophomore gets the scoring started. And Denison up quickly, 2-0. Atlantic will try to answer back down low as Williams will get it on the block. She turns and has her shot blocked. The run out the other way here for Denison. They'll stop underneath the basket and get one to go off the glass and in there for Amber Robick as she picks up the bucket, and it's 4-0.
Foreign territory for Atlantic. They never trailed last night.
Erin Olson out top with the basketball will set things up, and she'll drive all the way to the basket underneath. Had it tapped away, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Trojans underneath. 7:14 left to go here, first quarter just underway. It's a quick 4-0 lead here for Denison. Atlantic will inbound here. Schmidt will get it inbound underneath here to Williams. She'll turn, has her shot blocked again down low there by Ingram. Ingram able to get her hand up and block two shots already from Williams underneath. Monarchs take the basketball away, and they'll walk it up the floor here. Kroenke has it out front. We'll throw it right side over to Samantha Pick. Pick will skip it across, back over to Kroenke. Kroenke to drive down to the baseline, all the way in, has her taken away by Riley, loose on the floor, and Riley comes up with it, and now they'll push it up the floor. Atlantic back the other way. Thompson trying to drive the left side, and a body check there, and a bump by Robick, and she'll pick up the foul. That'll be the first here of the contest. Macy Schmidt set to inbound underneath. Waiting for someone to flash open. Now tries to force it into Olson. She just is able to get it away from the defender. Now she'll drive inside the lane. Forces a shot up. Missed it. But a foul call, and she'll go to line here to shoot two. Mariah Kroenke will pick up the foul. And Erin Olson will go to the free throw line.
Well, Atlantic's just going to have to keep trying to force the ball inside. You know, I guess that's how you beat some of those teams that have some bigger bodies inside. Just go right after them and make them make plays.
And the first free throw is no good by Olson.
Yeah, you might be able to get him into a little early foul trouble, and then you take him out of the game completely.
That's true, too. Play the long-term battle here in this game. Second free throw by Olson is good, so she makes one out of two, and it's now a 4-1 contest. Denison leading in the basketball. They're wearing their home white uniforms with the purple lettering and trim and the gold trim along with it. Skip pass across now. Now they'll dump it down inside, pushing for positioning. Riley went to the floor as they get it underneath to Ingram, and she gets the bucket, and it's now 6-1. Olsen back up the floor here for Atlantic. They're wearing their road black uniforms, and Olsen going to drive all the way in down underneath, missed the shot over the top, and the rebound to Riley. Her putback's no good, but she's fouled, and she'll go to the line here to shoot two.
Second chance opportunities. You know, take the ball to the basket, see what you can do, even if you don't make a play. Maybe somebody else can get a rebound and make one, and that's what happened there.
And that's early foul number two on Amber Romick, the junior. She'll pick up her second, and now Riley at the free throw line. First one dances around and falls through. 6-2 now the score. Substitution here as Robert's going to come out with those two fouls here for Denison. They'll bring a new face here into the contest. Looks like Megan Ellerbeck will be the one in. And the shot is up and good by Riley, so she's able to knock down both free throws. And that makes it a 6-3 game. Back to a three-point margin now here for Atlantic, trailing early in this one. Back up top, Kroenke has it for Denison. Now they'll work it to the left side. Pick back out top, now around the right side. Three-point attempt on the way, that's too strong. Rebound Williams underneath. That was a miss by Peterson. Williams now back the other way for Atlantic. We'll dump it off here to Thompson. She'll drive to the elbow, kick it across to Schmidt. Bounces it to Olsen, and now she'll reset up top. Atlantic, as I mentioned, those road blacks with the white lettering and the white and gold trim. Olsen forcing her way down the right side, had the ball tapped away as she tried to put up a shot, and it's taken away by Denison. So they turn it back over here to the Monarchs, and Mariah Kroenke will set things up. Right side they go. It's Ellerbeck back up top now. Kroenke bounce pass inside, the pump fake, and it's going to be a traveling violation, they say. Also, probably could have been an offensive foul as Ingram lowered the shoulder and ran over Schmidt. They called it for steps. So 6-3. Back to Atlantic's possession. 5:05 left to go first quarter. Olsen out front with it. Picks up her dribble. Dumps it off now to Williams' left side. She'll put it on the deck and drive in. And a foul going to be called here as Ingram got behind the play and tried to come back to block the shot and hit Williams right on the arm.
Tiffany is a lot quicker than Ingram, and if she can continue to get the ball outside and drive inside like that, she's going to make some hay.
That's maybe a matchup that they like to try to exploit here in this contest if they're going to continue to try to match those two up, and that's something that Coach Jewell talked about that Williams likes to do, trying to get her to play a little bit more inside, but she likes to dribble in from the outside.
Well, you get an opportunity to shoot a lot of free throws.
Second free throw is good. She missed one out of two there.